The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, author, teacher, and founder of Charis Bible College, Andrew Womack, and his wife, Jamie, share their desire to follow God.
I believe that there are a lot of people that they love God, but they're doing their own thing and asking God to bless it. And, you know, since I found out what God's asked me to do, I've never asked God to bless what I'm doing. If God tells me to do it, I know it's blessed.
How to find, follow, and fulfill God's will. Next.
Welcome to Life Today, and welcome to beautiful Colorado. We have the privilege of being here, James, and with some dear friends of ours that live here in Colorado and minister together.
Well, you're going to know that we've got Andrew Womack, who has the radio and television program Gospel Truth, and then a real special treat, his wife Jamie is with us. And she just really, it's kind of like Betty, she just doesn't really want to do television, but we're going to ask her why in the world did she agree. Well, I think Andrew wants to know why in the world did you do that. But we welcome Andrew Womack and Jamie to Life Today, and we really love you too. We see you a lot. You have her walking with you some.
That's
when
right.
We see you come on the program, The Gospel Truth. And for those of you who may not know this, Andrew comes on the Daystar Network. I think probably there are a number of places that we're probably in close proximity to one another on some of the various inspirational networks. But on Daystar, Andrew and Gospel Truth comes on right after us, and he is right here in Colorado. I want to thank you for being here with us. And I'm curious, why did you agree, Jamie, to come on the television program with us when it's not something you really like to do?
Well, I think it's because you asked, as Ben. And I, as a teenager, I followed you, and you were one of the first ones. When I got my first paycheck, I'd give my tithe to Billy Graham and to James Robinson Evangelistic.
And you know, it really amazes me, Andrew. I can't believe you were young and you were in Vietnam.
You can't believe I was young?
No, I can't believe what you did.
Well, I know I've grown a little older, but...
Well, you've been married 40 years now. This is our 50th. We are celebrating our 50th, going into our 51st. Betty gave me an extension. You've experienced your 40th and going into your 41st. But back when you were in the service in Vietnam, what you told me really shocked me.
Well, you know, we listened to you before I really had my life-changing encounter with the Lord in 1968. So I knew of you even before then. But right after I had my experience with the Lord, you were one of the very first ones that, man, I sought out and was trying to get some direction from. And then when I was drafted in 69 and sent to Vietnam, all during 1970, I just sent my whole check to you. I only got $1,000 a month, but I sent the whole thing to you for that whole year in Vietnam.
That amazes me. I want you to know I consider that a tremendous honor, because the people who help us do what we do have identified, obviously, with something they've seen, and, you know, praise God for it. You also, though, went through kind of a transformation in your life and ministry that led you perhaps, in a much broader direction than, say, denominational sectarian confinement and sometimes bondage to denominational spirits and tradition. And you were stretched beyond that, and you said you were blessed by our Bible conferences, and I praise God for that. But I want you to, if you would, just to, you know, tell our viewers about the Ministry of the Gospel Truth, and also Charis Bible College, which you are building quite a beautiful. Thank God for the viewers that help you make it possible. Tell us about your ministry. I want our viewers to know what's going on.
Well, mine's a teaching ministry. I got born again when I was 8 years old, and I really love God. Jamie and I, our testimony is basically the same. She's just 4 years younger than me. So I got born again when I was 8. She got born again when she was 8. And then when I was 18 is when I had this encounter with the Lord, likewise with her when she was 18. And I just got turned on to the Lord. So I had been a Christian my whole life. And, you know, I was sharing with you and Betty earlier that I've never said a word of profanity, never taken a drink of liquor, never smoked a cigarette. I was living the Christian life as I was told. And yet there was zero power and zero victory in my life. Matter of fact, I was an introvert. I couldn't even talk to people and look them in the eye. I was so introverted, and I just had all of these problems. And then the Lord showed up on March the 23rd, 1968, and transformed my life. And I didn't understand a lot, but I felt the presence of God. I mean, for 4.5 months, I was caught up in the presence of God. I was gone someplace. And when I finally came back down to earth, nobody wanted me. I was too radical for the Baptist church. I'm nothing against the Baptists, but I'm just saying they didn't want me anymore. When I finally got usable, they didn't want me anymore. And so the best...
I think the sad thing is, on their behalf, is sometimes they have responded to what has been extreme that you would not appreciate, mm-hmm. that you've had to deal with even in your journey, let's say, into a fullness and freedom that you hadn't known. And I think that they are reacting to... They see themselves as guardians of the truth, and which I'm glad they are because they've certainly held the scriptures up. But I think sometimes their reaction is to something that is so far beyond where God was actually taking you. But it kind of scares them sometimes, and I think that's part of their reaction.
Things that you don't understand, you normally either just you're afraid of them, so you try and stop it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the best thing that ever happened to me was I got drafted and sent to Vietnam, and that was my Bible college because for 13 months in Vietnam, I just spent anywhere from 12 to 15 hours a day studying the Word, and it transformed my life. And so, to answer your question, the reason I'm a teacher is because I had been born again and loving God and serving Him the best I knew how. But boy, what I didn't know was killing me. And when I began to learn these truths through God's Word, that's what just totally turned my life around. And so, I feel like God has called me to be a teacher of the Word, not so much to inspire people to bring them to the Lord, which I still love to see people born again. And I mean, we see a lot of people born again, but I have a passion to see people who know the Lord and yet don't know the goodness of what He's done for us. I have a passion to see them.
You're making disciples.
That's it. And that's Christ-like. What God has really put on my heart.
It's what He's called us to do. Jamie, have you been excited about the journey? When we got into ministry and you've watched what's happened, has there been a joy level on your part to watch Him? Or was there some concern and wondering, oh my, what are we going to do? How are we going to live and so forth? What was your feeling about it?
Well, when He first told me about the school, He wasn't ever big on any Bible schools. So
I was critical of him.
Yes, that's a,
she was being
I was being nice. And I had to work through that. Like, are you sure? And why you want? But now I see the mentoring He's done. We have schools all over the world that's teaching. His main focus is grace message and a righteousness in Christ Jesus. And so it's exciting to see people all over the world receive the truth from people that they've never heard Andrew. But He's taught them, and they go and take. And so it's the Word of God that is bringing the Word. It's the same when it's taught all over the world. So that's exciting.
What are you really excited about now? I know you're building the school. You've been amazed at the support that's come in. I am too. I think it is quite phenomenal because you don't spend a lot of time talking about it. Mm-hmm. You're building a facility. It's about a $50 million facility so far. And I hope you don't stop helping Him. By the way, if they wanted to know about what you're doing, about the Bible College, about the conferences that you hold, not only here in Colorado but other places, what is the website they would go to?
It's just awmi.net.
All right, there it is on the screen. You can see it. Go there and just check Him out. But you really are amazed at what God's doing, aren't you? Do you see something going on planet Earth through the family of faith that might be an answer to Jesus' prayer that we really become one with the Father, appropriately sanctified in truth, not bludgeoning one another with what our view of truth, and then being perfected in unity? Do you see any of this hope that this prayer will be answered in our life?
I think there is the greatest hunger for God of things that I've ever seen in my life. You know, I was a product of the charismatic move, and back during that time, you couldn't go in any direction without finding people who are just fanatical for the Lord. And I think it's at least that good or better. And we are seeing people that are just coming to the Lord all over the world. Their hunger for God is dramatic.
And you're seeing a move not just from, say, the excitement and emotion of an encounter with God, but also being grounded in the Word, because there were a lot of people, you know, praising God, bouncing off all the walls, that never had any foundational truth to stand on. I'm now seeing a fullness in the Spirit and a fruitfulness in the Spirit, because a lot of people talk about the Holy Spirit, they don't bear the fruit of the Spirit. But I'm seeing fruitfulness in the Spirit, which includes a loving understanding of one another, even forbearance, and a real love and a joy and a peace that is totally supernatural, bringing people together that used to would never be seen together. They wouldn't even want to be identified. I'm seeing a miraculous work.
I think the thing that excites me the most right now is I have prayed for people, seen healings, I've seen miracles, I've seen great things. But the thing that excites me now is that these videos that we have of people that have been healed and raised from the dead and all kinds of things, most of them have never had me pray for them. They've never had me minister to them. They heard the truth. They got the teaching, and these people are going out on their own and seeing God just do miracle upon miracle. And that's what really excites me, is that it's not built around a person. And this is what Jamie was referring to, that I've been to these other Bible college locations all around the world. First time I went to Uganda, we didn't have our materials translated into Lugandan at the time. And so my people that graduated from our Bible college went there and taught the truths that we taught them, but they didn't reference me. The people had never seen me or anything, and yet they had received the word, and as I listened to their testimonies, it was exactly what God did to Jamie and me 45 years ago. The same thing was working in their life. It wasn't built around a person. It's not an anointing on a person. It's the word of God that is changing people,
and we're seeing that. I think that really excites God, because He created all of us. He gave us all our different personalities.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to all be the same.
That's right.
He gives us different gifts to use in different ways to draw people unto Him. And so if people can just realize that, I don't have to be a preacher. I don't have to be like him. Or like God created Amen. Me to be all that He wants me to be. And if I'll do that, then He will accomplish what He needs to in me, and people will be blessed by my life, if I will just live it according to what He wants me to do.
And you know, when we went through these transformations in our own life, even our, I'd call it setting our sails to catch the fresh wind of the Spirit and let God carry us where He wants us to, even if it might have appeared to be uncomfortable. Because I remember He said to me, when some people were unhappy with me and then they said they weren't going to listen to me anymore, He asked me, are you going to follow the crowd or follow the cloud? And I said, I'm going to follow the cloud. And as we pursue Him, we watch Him literally work miracles in the lives of others. And one of the things He said to me is, it's not going to be about somebody anymore. It's going to be my body.
Amen.
And I went, because Billy Graham said, in one of the greatest bits of advice I ever got, transforming, I suggest, highly suggest, you learn to spend time with people you've been taught to avoid. And we don't know Him as well as we should, because we've refused to know them at all. Mm-hmm. And we miss Him. So when you see the power of Jesus in people and you see His body, when I went to Oral Roberts, because that's one of the things where I'm going to be, you know, I was taught to stay away from Him, but I went and became His friend. And I said, Oral, I want to thank you for praying for people, because a lot of us made fun of you. And you know, he started crying. He said, I was sorry I had those long lines. And he said, a lot of people I prayed for, they didn't get well. And they'd say, but thank you for praying. And he said, I just wanted to help. I wish we didn't have to have lines. And I said, Oral, I believe God wants His body to pray for the sick.
Amen.
And to minister to the hurting. And He doesn't always want it to be the somebody. And he said, oh, James, I have prayed for so long for His body, for everybody, to care for others.
Yeah.
And to literally see the works of Jesus.
I think this is one of the mistakes that happened in the body of Christ, is that we depended too much upon the ministry gifts of people, which, you know, I praise God that they're there. And I believe that Oral Roberts had a special ministry of healing. I'm not denying that. But the best thing is the Word of God and the truth setting people free. And right now, I'm in a position where we take our Bible college students with us to my conferences, and they do the praying for the people, and they're the ones that see everybody born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit and healed and delivered and set free. And I don't pray for the people anymore. And it is so satisfying for me to see that I can teach people how to do this. Like one of the examples that we've got, we had a little girl in England, long story, but she was 3.5 years old, and she was only the size of a 9-month-old. She couldn't eat, and she had to have everything pureed. She had never eaten solid food in her life. And she was sent home by the doctors. They'd put a tube in, and she was given a saline solution, sent home to die. And her parents brought her to our meeting, and she got totally healed. And I mean, went out and ate Kentucky Fried Chicken, the first meal that she had ever eaten in her life. And she's now 7 years later and totally healthy. They went through our Bible school in the UK, and then they came over to the U.S., and now they help run our third-year Bible class. But Ashley and Carly, we have taught them these things, and now Ashley and Carly are seeing hundreds and hundreds of people healed and set free by their testimony and the truths that they've learned. And to me, that's more satisfying than if I personally was out there praying.
It absolutely is. And it's more pleasing to the Lord. I mean, we are so starstruck, and we put people up on pedestals. Not good to put anybody on a pedestal. It's just not a safe place to be.
That's right.
Not a safe place to put someone, and not a safe place for somebody to stand. And I'm telling you, the Lord made it very clear to me that we're not going to have a personality-driven ministry. I have some gifts and gifting, but I'm a servant. That's why I want to help you do what you do. Now, you are really excited about Find, Follow, and Fulfill God's Will. This is a great book. Matter of fact, we'll make it available to you. Andrew says, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to buy my book or not, but if I can help them, I want to give it to them. But why are you excited about this? Because this is great
stuff. Well, you know, when I first got touched by the Lord, it was because I was seeking God's will. And James, I came just a month after I had an encounter to your meeting in Euless, Texas. It could have been in Bedford, but right there. And I asked if I could meet with you because I just knew God had some purpose for my life. And I wasn't able to get to you, but I spent some time with Jeannie Rogers. And within a month, God had shown me that His direction for my life was to be a teacher of the Word. And that's what got my whole life started. It's what turned me around. Just, I knew God had some purpose for my life, and I didn't know what it was. And I believe that there are a lot of people that they love God, but they're doing their own thing and asking God to bless it. And, you know, since I found out what God's asked me to do, I've never asked God to bless what I'm doing. If God tells me to do it, I know it's blessed. And that's so much easier to just find what He wants you to do and do it. And there's a blessing and an anointing on that that you don't have when you're doing your own thing.
He wrote a tremendous book based on the teaching, how to find the will of God, how to discover it, what is it, how to follow it, and how to fulfill it. In other words, this is not just about discussing the Holy Spirit, defending the Holy Spirit, debating your position. This is about walking in the fullness of the Spirit, bearing the fruit of the Spirit to fulfill God's will and purpose in your life. If you'd like to have it, we'd be glad to send it to you. You know, Andrew and Jamie, what we do that we just love. We like to touch the suffering with the love of God. And we found out that viewers, if it works, if it's effective, even most Americans like to do what works. We do a lot of stuff with money that doesn't work, and we might throw the money in the air. We turn it over to Pharaoh and don't give compassionate oversight, we're in trouble. But our viewers love to help. And what we're asking you to do this week, and this is the last week that we're going to be asking you for this Christmas smiles and shoes. We want you to help us give little all-weather shoes to children for Christmas. That's why we have to raise the funds now. And this is the last week we're asking for your help. I want you to listen and watch. You're going to be moved by the love of God in a beautiful little girl and a very special family. And then we ask you to simply do what God leads you to do.
Over the years, Monica's always been in special ed. Her speech has always improved because there was a time when she was very young, we didn't even know if she'd ever say her name. We didn't know if she'd ever learn to write her name. This is who Monica has always been since she's been a small child. This is just the first time we've stepped out and let her be herself. She has watched Life Today over and over again, but for some reason, when she saw this mission project, she was really captivated.
She told me, "Pastor David, I want to do this for the children." And she was just bubbling over with excitement, with joy.
The morning that Monica got up on the stage and asked the church family for help was just an awesome feeling for me.
And believe it or not, she stood up in front of this entire church of 300 people and made that same plea to help the children have shoes.
For Monica, it was never about how much money she had raised. I don't think she understood that part. She wanted to know how many children were getting shoes.
And it was amazing, the response. Every Sunday, she would stand in her commons area with her basket, and people would come by and just fill it up. And believe you me, Monica embodies that kingdom of God. She made this church come alive for mission.
She had collected a total of $6,000.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Through all this, I now realize that she has been able to express herself using her own voice and her own words, and not just to one person, but now all around the world. I mean, did I ever think that she would be able to do this? No, but God did. He knew. She's been passionate about it, and she has done it, and she has changed so many children's lives just because of her passion and her love to help someone else. And I just think that it's important that everyone knows that we all have a purpose, and no matter our mental ability or our education or anything, we all have a call and we all have something that we can do.
Please help us, children.
Wow. I love that family. What a beautiful mom. And Monica, we see Jesus. You're a sweetheart, honey. Thank you.
How many?
$6,000 Monica raised.
I'm gonna take this to church.
That's amazing. To give shoes like this to little children because it touched her heart. Betty, I find myself praying all the time that God will touch the heart of every believer, of every person, with what touches his heart, and they will do, like Monica, do something to inspire others, to literally be an expression of the heart of God. And I've said it many times, it's a play on words, but it's the truth, and then an extension of his hands. We are asking you to help us give 200,000 children in very challenged areas of the world where the missionaries have asked us, would you do this? In many of the areas, it'll not only open the hearts of the families and the children to receive Christ and the truth of God because they've seen his love, but in many of the places, they've already led these families to Christ and they just want to do something to be a special blessing at Christmas. So we're asking you to help us give shoes, these little shoes that are quite expensive when you get the typical ones like them in the marketplace. We get them for $3.60 a pair, which means $36 we can give 10 pairs of shoes. Monica gave many pairs with the help of her friends. $144 you can give 40 children a pair of shoes. We try to give them to them, just they are expandable, they're adjustable, a little larger so they can grow into them, and these are all weather and they last a long time. They're very durable. And of course, we got the small ones, the little tiny ones that always touch your heart for these little ones. But we're asking you to help us do it, and this is the last week. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, and say, I'm giving 40 pairs of shoes, or I'm giving 10 pairs of shoes, or go online, lifetoday.org, and say, I'm going to help. You can make your gift right there. By the way, if you write a check, make it to Life, but do call us and tell us you're sending it so we know we've got the shoes. We can tell the missionaries they're coming. We're sending you the little Christmas ornament. You're going to love this. It's beautiful. A little shoe, a little bronze shoe. As I've said over and over, it's a conversation piece. When people see it, you tell them, we're giving shoes. We're sharing the love of God. It'll inspire them to do the same. We're also giving the bronze Christian to those of you who will help us give smiles for Christmas. Cleft palate surgery, facial deformity, correction. For many of you, a smile. And those surgeries cost an average of $500. If you can give $1,000, we're sending the beautiful bronze, and I love it. It's called Christian. This boy, being held by a missionary, was held by our daughter, Rhonda, our oldest daughter. He came out of the sewers. That's where he lived. We led him to Christ, gave him a home. When I say we, that's you. We're sending this commemorative bronze to say thanks for giving the smiles. And if you make that gift, that very special gift, we want to send it to you. It'll be a blessing to you. Betty and I together say thank you so much for your love, your help. Please call today. This is the last week. Or go online and do all you can to help.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request our 2013 Christmas shoe ornament. This beautifully crafted, antiqued ornament is a unique reminder of your gift for Christmas shoes, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries. And you may request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Christian, by renowned artist Robert Summers. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I'm sitting here with Bertha and her eight children that she loves very, very much, and she would do anything to take care of them health-wise. And she's just one example of one family that needs our help, and we want to be able to put some shoes on the feet of these children, precious feet. Jesus loves these children all over the world. And so as this example, as she sits here with her children, just visualize, just picture families, children that need to have shoes on their little feet. So I hope you will join with us. This is a great opportunity to bless these families that just barely get by from day to day. Please join with us.
Well, we thank you so much. Weren't you blessed by Monica's testimony? And I want to thank you for helping too, however you can do it. This is our last week to ask you to help during this emphasis for Christmas Shoes and Smiles. If you'd like to have Andrew Wymack's book, because I know you want to know the will of God, you want to follow it and fulfill it. I really believe that. I think this help, he said, let's send it to say thanks for your help. And Betty and I want to say thanks, and Andrew and Jamie, thanks for your television appearance. I'm afraid you're going to hear so much from so many people that they're going to be expecting you to be sitting there by Andrew. You know, so you just got to sit there by him. He didn't think it's going to happen.
I tell you, she's a secure woman. She won't be moved by what they expect. She will do what she wants to do.
We love you. Thank you. And thank you so much for sharing this time with us. And again, thanks for helping us put God's arms of love around the hurting world.
Awaken to God's wonder with Margaret Feinberg next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.